What?
Oh. Again.
Much more than that. Although it's not enough, we have always begin with a simple question. Where are we? What are we talking about? And why bring this out? Just to explain it. Do this. Poetry is a very special language created to go beyond the logic. Therefore, every single word in poetry has a couple of other meanings that we use in the normal language. There we add musicality and rhyme and play with it, round and round, to say something that you cannot say it really. No way. Therefore, all the books which are in the field of beyond the logic, they use the poetic language. Why? Because language is something which was created for business, and we succeeded in that. Okay. And business is logical. We talked about that. But the interesting stuff is that the rules are somehow good, but there is no defined rule. There is always exception. How much is the rule? How much is the exception? When we were animals, we were learning the rules. That's how the animal live. They learn the rules. Now, day by day, we realize that there is no rule. Everything is an exception. Yeah. A couple of years ago, all the pieces of stone were the same for the people. Now, with the new way of scientifically looking at it, each one is an exceptional stuff, blah, 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 blah. Because, why? Because one very interesting rule. The interesting rule is change. Nothing could remain the same, period. Everything should change. And these changes, there are some rules for these changes, but there are exceptions as well. First we learned the rules, we became a very interesting, intelligent animal. Then we learned the exception. The exception, first of all, is something, the most important exception, what it is. What is it? The most important exception in the universe is what? Really think about it. Because you know that, okay, this is the rule, this is that's the rule, this is the rule. The most important exception in the universe for me is me. That simple. And that I understand. Every animal understands. Next step to understand that you are exceptional. You are, everybody is exceptional. To understand that, then we'll understand What is this all about? Yes, in the elder time, they believed that all this is about finding the rules, organizing ourselves, becoming civilized, becoming together, living together, all of that. Right? But that was then. Now we understand something more important, that everybody is different and we all are working together. This is how it works. We are a part of something. I'm not me. The animal thinks that I'm me, independent. It's me. There is no me. Who is me? Really, honestly, forget about all this stuff. Who is me? Yes, I'm exceptional. Nobody is like me, thanks God. But who am I? When I'm talking here to you, who do you find in these talkings? You find Rumi. This is Rumi talking in here. Yes, I'm mixed with it and blah, blah, blah. But when I'm talking about me, I'm talking about the influence of that teacher, all I learned from that fellow, and all that feeling that one touch of another human being changed my spirit. That's what me is. Me is a part of we. I cannot be like someone in 25th century, and I cannot be like someone in the last 5 centuries. But 600 years ago, this fellow found something. What is that? The most important exception is something which is in humanity, and it doesn't exist in in animal universe. Do you remember it? Honesty. Have you ever seen an honest animal? Even the most stupid animal is not honest. They all cheat. They all try to look bigger, look better, and look more powerful, and grab the things and all that stuff. Isn't it? Look at them. I always say that an honest tiger who comes before coming out for hunting will cry loud that, oh, I'm coming to hunt, will die out of hunger, because everybody will run away. So, one of them, yes, have you seen the tiger? Cheating, not the animals. Go to plants, vegetables, you will see it. What is the flower? Flower is cheating. Flower is a very complicated cheating with some honey juice in it for those little insects to be as some go-between for sexual connection, because they want to spread that stuff. They make the shape as a female of that special insect. And that special insect comes here for sex. They will give him some juice. And you see what's going on? Honesty is here. We understand the meaning of honesty. Why? Because we are not at the level of the animals. Because we are at the level of understanding. And the most important thing that we should understand is that I am a member of we. And there is this we. In this moment of history, there is this we. And we are all part of it. Good and bad. All of us. If there is no them, every single living creature, amoeba in this earth is a part of we. This living system here, which is moving towards somewhere. Right? It's moving towards knowing. We try to know. We did so many silly things just to understand what's going on. Yes, good. Therefore, knowledge is the best thought. Knowledge, not information. Information is for the brain. Knowledge, we are talking beyond the logic, because logic stops when my skin stops. For me, logic is inside this skin. If it wants to come out, haha, how is it? Grabber? Self-importance? And being bad for everyone, just good for me? This is what it is. That's the brain. Here we talk beyond the brain. Therefore, step by step, we see the explanation of something which is beyond the logic, which is silly. Yeah, this I believe I could say in English language is not that bad to say. Love is silly. Because logic is everything should be mine. Love will say no. Everything for the lover. Isn't this silly? It's opposite the logic. This is why its understanding is difficult. Especially when we are at book 5. Because at book 5, we are talking about what? Bewilderment. Not understanding. There are stuff that you should somehow understand that you will never understand, because it's not understandable. But you could imagine it. It's imaginable. And when you imagine it, somehow it provokes something in you that you don't know what it is. We call it this, that, the good words for it, that this is self-consciousness, blah, 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 blah. We don't know what it is. There we are. Talking about what we do not know. There is one poem in Persian language. It's not a poem, it's just a saying. And it's not by these kind of people. It's by Avicenna, who was a scientist, an atheist, and he didn't believe in this stuff. He was a philosopher. But someday he stood up and said, I arrived to a level of knowledge to understand that I don't understand. That's a level of knowledge, to understand that there is something I don't understand. Personally, I give you always the example of David, a statue, which I have studied for more than 50 years. And it's one of the most beautiful statues you could imagine. How was it made? They asked the person, the Michelangelo Buonarroti, how did you do it? He said, I don't know, I saw it in this piece of stone, so I just cracked away the rest of it. I don't know. No musician could explain to you how he will create music. There are stuff in here which are beyond the logic.